Access to the family during crisis time is a very difficult thing.
Oh, my goodness.
And also, one of the next goals was halting the spread of private prisons and the use of inmate labor to produce goods at market price while paying them a very low wage. Mm. You know what that's like? That's like slavery, if you really think about it.
Oh, yeah. Legalized slavery sounds like.
So these were just some of the things she really wanted to be sure to get done. I hope that her work is carried on, not just the KBOO prison pipeline program, but that someone is going to be there filling in and answering the letters that she gets and providing the services to these incarcerated men that she's done for years.
Definitely. Now, one thing I hope that gets done is with Ann's extensive newsletter list that we'll be working with the family, and hopefully that each of the members getting newsletters get to know what happened. And anybody out there that has, don't assume that other people have heard or know that Ann's no longer with us. Be sure to get out and talk to each other and let people know that she's not with us. And, you know, there's some people that have been waiting for things to happen and waiting for things to go. I'm going to give you my email because we can't email Ann right now. And once we figure that out, Ruth, once we figure out how to email Heaven.
Okay, that'll be enough. You know, the newsletter has not been going out because she couldn't afford it. She had applied for some funding was turned down.
That's right.
And she spent the last 3 months writing letters to the inmates saying, sorry, I can't send a newsletter, but I don't have the money. And that's been kind of a problem for her, sure.
Oh, that can
very
get
discouraging.
You down. That can get you down, depressed. Yeah. But hey, like I said, the work will continue as much as we can to help out with Ann and her program. If you want to help out, I'll give you my email address. It's roberthamilton@comcast.net. Just like it sounds, roberthamilton@comcast.com. Excuse me, .com. And Ruth, did you have an email?
My email is ruth.kovacs. That's my last name, KOVACS. @worldnet.att.net.
So again, that's Ruth.
Ruth.kovacs@worldnet.net.
You're a worldly person. WorldNet. There we go.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And you were saying something about Mumia Abu-Jamal?
Well, you know, Ann always played Mumia's essays on the air. And she was quite a supporter of Mumia. And Mumia, of course, knows about her. And the plight that we see from Mumia, I wish I had an encouraging, beautiful update to tell you, but the fact is he's still on death row. Mm-hmm. He's still running into legal problems that keep them from giving him a trial or a hearing or rescheduling it. One thing after another, the man is just continues to be on death row.
Yes.
And we know he's innocent. We know he's innocent. And if we can't free Mumia, folks, none of us is safe, because the U.S. Patriot Act and other things that are going on in the world today show you that a person can be put in prison and they throw away the key and forget about you.
So
we must continue to work to free Mumia.
And one thing that is so surprising even to this day, that still Mumia does get his word out. He does get his voice out. And we have this week's piece, his Mumia Abu-Jamal, with this week's edition of his statements.
Actually, I was reminded of what? The great empire, the U.S. in Iraq, saying, no, we're not leaving. And one dude said, yeah, we got to leave. That's Mirza. You know, I love the story of Napoleon being routed by the Russians. You know, because the same thing happened to Hitler 50 years later, and really routed by the Russian winter, but it's just a wonderful historical event. This is War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal. From that time up to the end of the campaign, all Kutuzov's activity was limited to trying, by the exercise of authority, by guile, and by entreaties, to hold his army back from useless attacks, maneuvers, and skirmishes with a perishing enemy. The Turov marched to Male Yaroslavets, but Kutuzov lingered with the main army and gave orders for the clearing of the Kaluga, retreat beyond which seemed to Kutuzov quite possible. Everywhere Kutuzov retreated, but the enemy, without waiting for him to retire, fled back in the opposite direction. Napoleon's historians describe to us his skillful maneuvers at Tarutino and at Mele Yaroslavets, and discuss what would have happened if Napoleon had succeeded in making his way to the wealthy provinces of the south. But to say nothing of the fact that nothing hindered Napoleon from marching into those southern provinces since the Russian army left the road open, the historians forget that nothing could have saved Napoleon's army because it carried within itself at that time the inevitable germs of ruin. Why should that army, which found abundant provisions in Moscow and could not keep them but trampled them underfoot, that army which could not store supplies on entering Smolensk but plundered at random, why should that army have mended its ways in the Kaluga province, where the inhabitants were of the same Russian race as in Moscow, and where fire had the same aptitude for destroying whatever they set fire to? The army could not have recovered itself anyway. From the Battle of Borodino and the sacking of Moscow, it bore within itself, as it were, the chemical elements of dissolution. The men of what had been an army fled with their leaders, not knowing whither they went. Napoleon, and every soldier with him, filled with one desire, to make his own escape as quickly as might be from the hopeless position of which all were dimly aware. At the council in Mele Yaroslavets, when the French generals, affecting to be deliberating, gave various opinions as to what was to be done, the opinion of the blunt soldier, Mouton, who said what all were thinking, that the only thing to do was to get away as quickly as possible, closed everyone's mouth, and no one, not even Napoleon, could say anything in opposition to this truth that all recognized. But though everybody knew that they must go, there was still a feeling of shame left at acknowledging they must fly, and some external shock was necessary to overcome that shame, and that shock came when it was needed.
You know, that's a reading from the book, the novel, the big time, War and Peace, where I guess a Democracy Now! Radio program has put that on. I'm not sure exactly when it on, but they read the whole book from cover to cover.
It's 35 years ago that they read the whole book cover to cover, 10 minutes each speaker, and it took about 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Okay, we're going to finish up the show here. Prison Pipeline, like we said, the one good news part of this is that the show will continue. The time slot might change a little bit. Stay tuned with KBOO. A special board meeting notice tomorrow, Wednesday, December 7th, 7:30 till 9 o'clock. Special board meeting. The agenda is to review the job description of finance coordinator, to approve a job description, to appoint two board members to hire committee. The public is welcome to attend tomorrow, 7:30 here, KBOO, special board meeting. Okay. And I'm going to mention that the prisoners all around the world, everybody that's listening here, the prisoners need your visits. They need you to visit if at all possible. The holidays are here. They can use some gifts. Gift them up if you can. Cheers. Give them some holiday cheer. This Thursday is Tukey Williams, the big man. Tukey Williams, his hearing is this Thursday with Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor. He doesn't have to do it, but he's opened up a meeting with all the peoples involved, and we're going to see what's going to happen with Tukey this Thursday afternoon. And Uhuru Sasa, I heard it's going to be a Kwanzaa celebration. I got some information. Please let us, give us a date, either Shahid or myself. Write us and give us a date when the event is, so we can make it happen as much as possible from us. And if you're around the window tomorrow, your OSP, if you're around the window looking out to the street tomorrow between 8 o'clock and 8:15 in the morning, if you see a Lincoln Continental pulling in, there'll be somebody you know in that car. Tomorrow morning between 8 and 8:15, OSP parking lot, white Lincoln Continental. If you see it, somebody you know is going to be in that car. Hey, Ruth, what's happening? We're going to finish up the show.
Well, it's sure been a pleasure to be here, and I hope that everyone's enthusiasm for the work that Ann Rose Pierce has done for all those years continues to be supportive of whoever takes over, however they take over, and continue to keep the plight of the incarcerated prisoner in mind, because half of the men in the prisons today will be on the streets. They'll be your neighbors. They'll be your friends. They'll be your cousins. They'll be your uncles. And what they need is rehabilitation, not misuse and abuse that has been going on for so many years.
Amen. And like we said, you can't email Ann or her website, but if you want to email myself with something that you need to say or get off or know, you can email me Robert Hamilton@Comcast.com, RobertHamiltonComcast.com. And Ruth, your email again?
Ruth.Kovach@WorldNet.ATT.net.
Okay. And as far as we know, be back next week at this time. My regular show is Thursday at 7. Everybody stay up, stay strong, especially those of you on lockdown. Any words for the folks, Ruth?
Any of the prisoners that are listening, stay strong. We know that you feel the loss that we feel, and there will be more support for you. Just hang in there and stay strong.
Amen. We'll be heading out. It's KBOO Prison Pipeline.
He's been with me for the very first. For 14 years, he played the bass the first time I ever walked on stage. Marshall Grant. The fastest percussionist in the world, W.S. Holland. And tonight, in tribute to the late Luther Perkins on the guitar, our regular man, Bob Wooten. The train a coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a rolling on down to San Antone. But I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking Dick cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, that I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
It is just after 7 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO, the Soul Strip.
You're listening. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound like a broken record, but you are listening to KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7 FM. Listen, sponsored. Now, become a member now. Become a member not only because everything you hear is straight, everything you hear is the late. Everything here is great. But we also want you to become a member because we want you to get in there and put your shoulders next to the wall like we're doing. Help pay some of them electric bills, some of our toilet papers, our napkins, our portable plates, portable knives and forks. But better than that, even for the staff, the guys are working hard here at KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7 FM on your dial. And this is Screaming Jay Hawkins telling you why you got to do it. You got to do it not because it's an order, not because it's mandatory, not because it's a must, but it's because this is the only place where you're hearing the right stuff. You're hearing the truth, you're hearing the good sound, and you're digging people who knows what it's all about. So pick up on a few things and lay down some of them other things and just dig KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7 FM on your dial. And remember, I said so. I, Screaming Jay Hawkins. I ain't walking, I'm talking. I'm squawking. Become a member now. Become a member of KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7 FM on your dial. I'm about to sign off. Bye. 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 Bye.